Well, Mark, it's nice to be able to come and do little events like this, yep. isn't it? As a footballer, you spend most of your time sort of training and preparing for 3 o'clock, and this, what you tell me, gives you a different perspective, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've done this at Christmas time as well, and the manager touched on it today. He wanted to, you know, make it more of a thing where it's not just a one-off. You know, we come down, see the kids, you know, bring them some happiness, and today we're out playing some football with them, and you know, they're quite happy today. His son's out, gives them something different, you know, than the usual rainy days in Bristol.
Yeah, right, plenty of those reasons, yeah. isn't it? And it's relatively such a little thing for you guys to yeah. do that makes such a big difference, isn't
it? Of course, listen, it's only maybe an hour out of our time, you know, and it's also nice to, you know, show us what a bit of reality is as well, because caught up so much in football sometimes and results and performance when, you know, people have situations like this going on in their lives. So, like I say, just a bit of reality and, you know, brings us back down the earth a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just being part of a community, because a good football club, you know, you've got all the fans that come in, but it's being a big part of this city, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like I said, the manager mentioned earlier that he wants to do things like this a little bit more often, not just a one-off, you know, especially like come around at Christmas time, but come down a bit more often. Like I said earlier, bring a bit more happiness to the kids, and there's obviously been a few sad stories that come out of places like this, and we seen a little kid at Christmas who unfortunately passed away. So you know, you never know how long some of these kids have left in life, which is, you know, it's not a nice thing, you know. So it's nice to come down and, you know, see them and bring them that bit of happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the football side of things, yep. I would imagine a relatively happy camp at the moment. It's, you know, it's not a perfect performance of the weekend, but the win, the unbeaten run, yeah. is growing.
Yeah, I think, you know, we get caught up a lot of time in performances and results, and you know, there's times where we've played quite well this year and haven't got a result. So it was nice to get that equaliser in the last minute. Then, like you say, our unbeaten run now goes to 5 games, so hopefully we can stay like that till the end of the season.
Yeah. And you've had a few sort of kicks in the teeth late on. It's nice to actually, when it comes your way, isn't it?
Yeah, especially the Norwich game at Iceland Gate, where they've scored in the last minute, so it'd be nice to try and get one back on them. But, you know, playing for a lot of pride as well, and lads just want to stay, you know, in good health, play well, and, you know, finish strong this season.
Yeah, because I think you've shown over a good part of the season that you can be competitive with the top teams in the division.
Yeah.
What you probably haven't been able to do is do it for quite long enough, and, you know, it's too late to do it maybe this year, but what you do now, hopefully you can take it to next season.
Yeah, and the manager's big on that as well. You know, he doesn't see this season as a write-off. You know, he wants to build into next year, and that goes by the last 3 games and the last kind of 8 games as such, where after the international break we've been on a good little run of form. But he's big on building for next year, and, you know, starting off the season next year well by ending this season correctly.
Yeah, and you mentioned the sort of the Norwich frustrations in the home game. Is that something you won't be thinking about it when the actual match starts?
Yeah.
But is that something that does live with you afterwards? It's like, oh,
of course, you know, you don't want to be losing games like that. It was unfortunate. It's something as a team that we have to, you know, try and learn and improve from. You know, it was an unfortunate day for us, but as long as we improve from it and learn from it, then hopefully we can keep going the right way.
And they are the sort of the 3 matches you've got left. They're a team that are in very good form, sort of pushing for playoffs. You know, there's going to be a big crowd there, but the expectation is also going to be on them.
Yeah, and like you say, we've probably done better against them teams, you know, where the teams up there who have probably a bit more possession than us, and we've been able to hurt them on the break or on the counter attack. So hopefully we can do that the weekend.
Yeah, and you've been showing your versatility as ever, having to play wing back because of the defensive issues. But something I would imagine that's, it's almost like it's putting on an old glove now.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's a credit to the lads. I think everyone seems to forget we had no centre backs at the weekend as well. You know, we played with a winger, 2 left backs, and 2 right backs along the back line. So good versatility from all the lads. You know, stepping up and doing a job for the team. Whether they want to do it or not, you know, but unfortunately that's the situation football puts you in sometimes.
Yeah. And as a squad, do you take sort of real pride of the fact that you've only conceded 1 goal in the last 5 games, and that was from a deflection that, you know, could have easily gone anywhere else, but that's hopefully something to build on.
Yeah, well, like even you mentioned that, I didn't even, you know, think about it that way as well, so it's a, you know, it's just something that we can thank the defensive side of the team for. And that goes from basically the front, where the manager's big on defending his strikers and wingers, and then, you know, leads end up to Max, you know, Max pulling off some big saves in recent weeks. So no, we've done well defensively. See the league table shows that as well, and you know, hopefully we can just improve on the goals front now.
Thank you very much.
In terms of the sort of the back end of the season,
yeah,
because there's the classic sort of criticism of like players being on the beach and all that sort of thing. Have you ever experienced that within teams where? Like, and then therefore can you tell this isn't like that
I think it's an easy thing to say, yeah, from the outside. As soon as you maybe perform badly once, it's like, oh, they don't care, or you know, things like that. But everyone has personal pride to play for as well, and me personally anyway, I've never ever wanted to go out and try and play badly, or you know, not try my hardest. So it's easy for you know, the outside people to think, oh, they're not trying, or like you say, they're on the beach. It's for us as players, I think it's a silly thing to say, but as I mentioned before, the manager wants to build on the end of the season going into next year, and you know, finishing strongly, because he said you don't want to be winning 3 and 4 games and then saying, oh, we've cracked it. You know, it's trying to do 8-9 games where you put them runs, and that'll help you next year, you know, in trying to achieve what we're looking to do.
And also, I guess, because this will be the manager's first pre-season, first big transfer, yeah, window, is there a sense within the squad that you still got to sort of prove yourself as well going into the summer? Do you feel that?
I feel like that every week, you know, and you can't ever just rest on yourself and think, oh, I've cracked it, or, you know, that's me and the team for good. There's always got to be competition, and it's healthy as well. I feel like it always brings a better performance out when you know someone's breathing down your neck. So, no, I think, you know, you've got to be on top of your game every week.
And what you touched on there, that you tended to play better, yeah, performance-wise, results-wise, to an extent, against the better teams. Why do you think that is?
No idea. I think even under the last manager, I felt like a lot of our goals were on, I don't know if this is correct statistically, but I feel like we were good on the counter-attack, and I feel like a lot of my goals personally have came from that position. So we were probably set up that way, and you know, this team has a lot of the last manager's players still in it, so we were used to playing that way, and you know, being under a little bit of pressure. And you know, maybe I always think back to Swansea games when they had the last manager, where they were properly heavy possession ways, and we always used to catch him on the counter, and I feel like that's the way the team was just set up. But maybe the new manager, when, like you say, gets a transfer window under his belt and you know, try to implement what way he wants to play, maybe you'll see a different Bristol City.
So do you kind of feel that change happening, or is it still do you feel like a counter-attacking team?
Nah, I feel like there's definitely been times where you know, we've done well with the ball as well. It's not just all off, we'll sit off and catch teams on the counter. I just felt like the way we were built before was, you know, best suited to being a counter attacking team. You know, with quick wingers and, you know, leaving a few players up the pitch and maybe catching a team out. But I'm sure there's games this season where we've had the ball and, you know, we've beat teams, and vice versa. There's games where we haven't had the ball and we've beat teams, and it's just, I don't know, it's just a strange thing in football where that maybe suit the way we play at the minute.
And I know, say, not talking about the summer necessarily, because we're talking about, but I guess you've got Ireland, you've got some games.
Yeah, if involved,
yeah. How's it sort of playing out for you in that regard?
Yeah, well, there's two games in June, so, I mean, I've been used to it now for the last 4 or 5 years where, you know, I've had to stay on top of myself fitness-wise. I've been. I mean, last season, I think...
Is that difficult, given that you...
You definitely need a few weeks of basically just relaxing, doing little to nothing, just let the body recover. And then last season we actually had a training camp at our training ground with Ireland May time.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was a few weeks after the season, and we were back in the, you know, competitive games again. So I mean, something I enjoy. I don't like to have too long off.
Yeah.
There's definitely a fixed period where you do need your body to relax, and then, you know, you can get back into it. But I mean, the club helps you when their pre-season starts. Basically, they might say, you know, you have an extra 4 or 5 days,
yeah,
something like that, and you can meet us on the pre-season tour. We'll have to wait and see what the new manager says about that.
Cheers, man.
All right.
Thank you, Sykes.
Yeah, perfect.